Blog Talk Radio.
By yours truly, Vonda Guzman. Happy New Year, everybody, and many, many blessings to all of us today. Today is January the 1st, 2012. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Woo-hoo, we're in it. Our calling number is 205-9957, area code 347-205-9957. I am also opening up the chat room right at this moment as I speak to you, and you're welcome to come in to the chat room. And I'd like for us to all just take a nice big breath. I want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, our angels. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, the Gita. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our ancestors, and all of the forces of love here and beyond for your love and for your guidance. Woo! For your assistance and your truth. Thank you. Truly, we are in the golden age where we will be appointed the service that we came here to do. Today, we are blessing our world for more peace, more love, more harmony, and that everybody gets an opportunity to do what they came here to do. I continue to hold the space for the protection of our children, sending protection, love, and light around them. Continue to hold a space for the healing of our men in their hearts and in their minds, coming into oneness with themselves and for the oneness of us all in this universe. We are all one. I continue to hold that space today. I hold the space today as I bless my guest today, Satya. Use her wisdom, her guidance, and spiritual insight to launch us into the month of prosperity. Thank you for allowing me to serve the Life is So Beautiful radio show. I release this to my highest good always. I say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I let it be so. I let it be so. I let it be so. And so it is, even now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How can it get any better than this? Woo-hoo! Well, it can, because we have birthdays. And today, birthdays for Johnson Davis, Sonia Butterfly, Davida White, Darlene Hall, Ronnie Artis, Barbara Hamilton, Keisha Hammonds, who is my niece, and many blessings to all of the Capricorns out there today. And this song is from me to you. Enjoy. For some reason or another, I'm not able to click the song in, so I will just sing the song. Because it's your birthday. Well, I'm here to celebrate you. Yes, I am. 'Cause it's your birthday. You go on and have your way. I know today is your birthday. So you take the wish you will see it come true. Because it's your birthday. Well, I'm here 'cause I love you. And you do what you want to do. For this day was made for you. Am I being heard? Because for some reason or another, I'm not able to get anybody or anything at this moment. What is going on? It seems as though I am stuck in time. Is everything all right? Is my mouse not working or something is jammed? Can anybody hear me? Of course, I can't hear anybody else. But I'm not able to click anything at the moment. I am going to try my call over again. Should I do that? I don't want to end the episode. I'm going to come out and go back in. See if I can come out and go back in. Let me see. My computer's jammed. So if people are on there, just hold on. Don't hang up. Okay. All right. I think we got it now. Let me see. I think we got it now. Okay. April says she can hear me. The only thing is I am trying to click things and nothing is clicking. So let me see. Work with me. This is the first day of January. Okay. Let's see if we can click it in now. I think we got it. Not sure. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go straight from here and just try and get my guest in. And as she comes in, I'm going to start introducing her if she can get in. Let me see. I'm clicking and clicking and nothing is happening. Let's see if we can get her in. And I'm going to introduce her. Mm-hmm. Okay. My guest today is Satya. I'm still trying to get her in, so be patient, everybody. Not sure what's going on here. Let me see. Let me click back in. Let me call back in. Okay, she said she was reconnecting me and everything went berserk again. Let me see. All right, let's see what we're going to do here with this show today. Everything on the board has stopped. There's no clock moving or nothing moving. April, since you hear me, let me see. I'm not getting anything. Since you hear me, can you see if you... Oh, you can't come in as long as I'm in. Okay. Let's see. Vonda, I'm in the studio. Do you want me to produce? Yes, April. Go ahead and produce, darling. As you do that, I will bring my guest on. I'll introduce her now. Thanks, everybody, for holding on. I'm not sure what's going on, but I know divine order is established because April is here. Go in and do the show, April. Thank you. Can you click Satya in so I can see when she's in, darling? Boy, this is something. My whole screen, everything is just shaking up on my computer here. Not sure what it is. Trying to Okay. All right, April, you got it. Can you bring her in? Okay. Let me introduce my guest. Satya Kadara, background is life scientist and business. By training, she is a scientist in the area of cancer and former CEO, co-founder of companies in biotechnology area with cancer. She left the corporate world 35 years ago and founded the Path to Anandam, a nonprofit organization to help people explore their eternal happiness and peace within. And we all have to hold that space, huh? She's the author of many books, but her new book is called Prosperity Forever. Through the process of applying spirituality, she is an everyday practice that we can use as our guide and to help us prosper. She comes today to teach us and guide us on what Anandam means for all of us. And since I have learned that there's one source but many paths, I wanted to share her with our audience today. Is she in, April? Can you click her in for me, please? Satya, as soon as you're in, I want to welcome you. Just let me know that you're here. Okay, I'm not hearing her. I'm not hearing anything. So is Satya in, April? If not, I'm just going to have to just do an improvisation because my whole board is down. I'm not sure what's going on. And I don't want to end my show. Maybe what I can do is call in from my phone. Let me see. If I can call in the show from my phone, I think what happened was my daughter called me right before the show and said she wasn't feeling good. And I got discombobulated a little bit. So I think that's what happened here because I thought something had happened to her. You could call into the guest line. Yes. Okay, I'm calling in now. Okay, I'm pressing one now, April, and calling in. Okay, I'm in the host queue. Okay, so let me unplug everything else.
Hello.
Okay, April, am I being heard?
Hello, Janet Thomas speaking.
Hi.
Ooh.
Janet.
Hello. Yes,
hello.
Janet Thomas.
Hello, Janet?
Janet Thomas speaking.
Okay, I'm trying to get my guest in. This is fun today because I'm talking to you. I'm not sure. Is this 347-205-9957?
That's the number I called.
Okay, so you're in on the line, and we're having a little bit, it's a little bit stuff going on the radio show. So you're here for the radio show?
No, I'm. Well, I wanted to hear the show, but I wanted to talk to Ms. Guzman as well.
Okay, that's possible. So can you just stay on hold, because we're working out some slumps and bumps here for the 1st of January, and it seems like my screen and everything, and I have to right now is my guest. So can you just go on hold, please, for me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right. April, we need the line from the Scott, the 111111. That is the guest for today.
What is the topic for today?
Janet, can you just hang up and call back in, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, April, I press 1, and I'm in, but I'm not getting my guest.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Oh, good.
Yeah, I can hear everything.
Oh.
I've been hearing everything.
Oh, okay. I kept saying, are you here? And I couldn't hear you because of all kinds of bumps and bumps going up in here today. But the one thing about it is we are here to hold a space. Is that not true, Safira?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, good to have you with us today. Must be something coming off the wire for somebody to be awakened or blessed or something, because you got all kinds of things going on. But I'm glad to have you with us. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Safira?
Namaste, and thank you very much for having me on your show. I am originally from India and have been living in USA for last 43 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have been primarily raised in the Hindu traditional family. However, I was exposed to many religions, Hindu, Sikh, Muslims, Christians. However, my religion is humanity.
Yes.
And I am a spiritual teacher, guide, healer, self-transformational coach, and meditational expert, because I have been doing meditation for 35 years with divine grace, and I'm an international speaker and also a bestseller author, and I am the founder of the spiritual non-profit organization called Pathvanandam, and I teach how to enhance the quality of life through daily spiritual practices. And I combine spirituality, science, and professional experiences. And my mission in my life is to live in love, peace, and ananda, and spread the same to others by leading, practicing, and propagating the spiritual lifestyle. So in true sense, I am a messenger of divine.
That sounds so beautiful. That is beautiful. Thank you so much. What led you to find the path to Anandam, and what is the path to Anandam?
Path to Anandam is the organization. And the meaning of Anandam means, or path to Anandam means, way to blissful life, or way to a life that is enriched with all eternal happiness, love, and peace.
That's beautiful. If anybody else is on the line, we're having some problems, so could you not speak right now while we are talking? Because the lines are all, something's going on here. We need all the cooperation we can get, okay? Thank you.
So, the purpose of our organization is to guide and help people how to reach their eternal happiness within themselves, or how to untap the eternal happiness which they have it within themselves.
Yeah.
And the reason I founded Path to Anandam, because I have set many goals in my life for past 43 years since I have been in USA, and I felt I have achieved most of them, if not all of them. And I still felt that there was something was missing in my part. And over a period of time, I learned how to be happy and how to help others to be happy. So divine call came to me in 2007 and asked me to leave the corporate world and share my experiences with this universe. So that's the reason I left the corporate world and founded the Path to Anandam. So I can also help people, like many people who, even though they could be a CEO of the companies, or they could be homeless, or they could be jobless, or they might have a problem in their families, how can they handle their life and by connecting themselves within and raise their conscious level and feel happy.
Yeah.
So my whole purpose of the organization is to help other people how to be happy and enjoy their life to the fullest.
That sounds perfect, because that's what we're doing now. This is the time for all of us to come in, and it's a beautiful time for all of us to realize that we are here for a purpose, and it's time for us to all be able to come forth and share what is within us. And like I said, because there's one source for many paths, I wanted to share you today with the public, because you have a book out called Prosperity Forever. And what is Prosperity Forever?
The Prosperity Forever. The reason I wrote that book is that people in the world today, many people have money, big cars, homes, but they still feel poor inside, or it's basically unsatisfied. And prosperity forever is, this is not something, you know, you have it like a, as I said, lot of money in your bank or lot of things in your life, materialistic things. Prosperity is like abundance. It is a state of being, prosperous, successful, wealthy. So it is something you feel that you are prosperous, you are fully satisfied in your life, and you feel very content and successful, or in other words, you feel on the top of the world. That's what the prosperity is. And forever, where we feel it all the time, it's not like you feel it today because you got a paycheck, or stock market went up, or your real estate property went up. These things are going to go up and down, because these are the temporary things in life. And facing all these different situations in life, and you still feel prosperous, and you still feel abundance in your life. So your prosperity and abundance is not affected by your external factors in or environment or the financial situations, etc. This is something you have within yourself, and the fountain you keep getting out of it. So that is something coming from within you. You are prosperous, and that's what the prosperity forever means.
And what are your practices that you are sharing with us? Because it is a 30-day book, with each day where there is something for you to concentrate on and to do. What is that?
So my focus is how to attain your eternal happiness, how to attain your good health, and how to feel self-satisfaction and self-content. So health, wealth, and wisdom, which is our prosperity, how to attain that. So anything and everything I teach takes you to that, your ultimate abundance within. And the way I teach, the basic principle or the foundation of my teaching is I call triple A strategy or triple A formula. And the triple A formula is like a divine insurance. Like triple A insurance is in USA, is a insurance for your home, insurance for your car, etc. But this triple A insurance, what I'm talking about, is a divine insurance. And in order to get that divine insurance, we have to do certain things in our life. And that I call triple A. First A stands for awareness. It is the self-awareness. And how you attain, we have to be self-aware, because the self-awareness is where we know where are we in our life, what we want in our life, And then we find out what do we not have in our life. So we kind of do the analysis. So I call it a self-analysis. So that is the second A. And then action for correction. So that is the third A. So it's the self-awareness, self-analysis, and self-action for correction.
Beautiful. And what if your faith is something else? Is it possible that a person can still use, you also have a guide in here, a daily guide in here. Is it possible, if, no matter what my faith is, that the practices is to enhance me as a spiritual, individually as a spiritual enlightened person on the planet? Can we do these practices no matter what our faith is?
Yes, because all of my teachings are based on focusing on yourself, not on any other religion or any other faith. First, we have to have a faith in ourselves that I can do it. I can be prosperous and I can be abundant and I can feel the abundance within myself. So the whole focus is on the self-improvement, self-development, and self-transformation and self-purification. So everybody is, we are individuals and we have to work on ourselves. So it doesn't matter what religion we are in, we all want to feel happy, peaceful, and enjoy our life.
Yes, that is so true. And so as we come forth, as we all are knowing the truth now, basically it is our birthright to prosper, isn't it?
Yes, it is our birthright because we are born in this world to be happy, enjoy our life, and not just to keep complaining and whining and crying, how the environment is, today the weather is bad, today is a storm, today is the snow, today is cold weather. Whatever it is, sometimes the unemployment rate will go up, sometimes we might have a difficulty at home with the relationship, and we might be having some cold and flu because it is a cold weather. All these things are a part of life.
Yeah.
So we just have to learn how to deal with these things and still enjoy our life. These are just the roadblocks in our life. We should not be just, you know, like these are the red lights or yellow lights coming when we are driving, but we should continue to drive, and we do continue to drive until we reach our destination without getting bogged down with these red lights. So the life is such like that. This is a journey. So we should go through this journey of life in a very graceful and happily. So how
I guess
can
you may be
that?
Talking to me today because I think you might be talking to me today because of everything that was going on the computer crashed and this happened and that happened and I couldn't hear anybody. And what you're saying is no matter what it is that we were going through, and I think it was just my energy because my daughter about 3 minutes or 4 minutes before the show sent me a quick message to say, call me ASAP, and I know she knows it's my day for my show and it's my time. And so immediately my energy went like that, and I think the computer and everything caught it, you know. But still, through it all, I still had to hold a space for the show. I had to hold a space for you. I had to hold a space for the listeners. And I had to hold a space for myself. And I find that when we do come into whatever things happening in life, when we begin to stop, take a breath, and allow spirit to continue to guide us through whatever it is that we're going through, I think we all kind of make out much better, don't you?
Actually, you put it in such a way, and this is such a good example. Divine had created it for us today.
Yes.
That first the computer wasn't working, but I felt your energy all the way here your prayers, your energy, your connection, and I did not feel any kind of anxiety within you. So you were still connected within yourself. And so due to that connection, everything came back and it started working. So the key here is we have to hold that space and we have to connect within ourselves and we have to have a faith in ourselves, and you had a faith in yourself. So once you have a faith, here there is no religion. Your faith that things will work, your faith in spirit, your faith in divine, your faith in that breath took you over this hump or all these stumbling blocks. And that's what I am talking about. We are all oneness. We are all one in this universe. But in order to feel that oneness, first we have to feel oneness within ourselves. And how do we get it? We have to have a faith within ourselves that I can do it. I am prosperous. I am abundant. And abundance will come to me more and more through the cosmic energy. So we have to hold that cosmic energy around us with our positive attitude, which you had demonstrated just prior to this issue.
Thank you so very much. That just blessed my heart so, because I really know that it is time to stand in whatever position that spirit is giving us to stand in. And even though I still hear some little clicks and stuff, still the show is going on, and I feel your energy and your presence, and I want to say thank you. And I also wanted to say thank you because in your book, when I opened it up, there is a prayer in the book, and it's a short prayer, but it's straight to the point. And, you know, the prayer is, God, lead me from untruth to truth, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. Om, peace, peace, peace. So with that, we're going to just take a break, and we're going to come right back if I can get a song to play. If not, I may have to just sing one. So the thing of it is that I think I'll go ahead and do What a Wonderful World, if it will come on. Here we go. We got it.
I see trees of green.
And that is the truth today. I think to myself daily, what a wonderful world. But there are things that we have to do to come into that wonder of the world. So what is it, Satya, that prevents us from being successful and prosperous?
You know, our main problem to feel prosperous in today's world, we become too selfish. We want everything for ourselves. We want promotions. We want to be rich. We want to have a good relationship. I want to be loved. I want to my partner to do these many things for you. Everything we want for ourselves, me, mine. And that results into lot of problems in life. Like, if I want to swim in the pool, and instead of moving the water away with hands, away from me, if I start gobbling all that water within myself, what would happen? I will drown.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. The relationships are drowning. Our careers are drowning. Our families are drowning. Whole, you look at the world, is terrorism and all these things. The problem is that selfishness causes us more resentment, more anger, more greed, more ego, more arrogancy, more ruthlessness, and we get very disturbed. And what it does to us, we are separated from love. The love has become hatred in our life, resentment. With this content, instead of contentment, we are have so much greed. All that, these problems are causing and increasing so much stress in ourselves, and we have so much stress in our system, in our body. Our body starts secreting a lot of toxins.
Yes.
Toxins is a poison product in our body which is automatically secreted when we are tense.
Yes.
And that eats up our immune system, that gives us our high blood pressure or low blood pressure, and it just tense our muscles. So our heart muscles are tense. We are bad cholesterol is increasing. Our hormones level is going up and down. Our thyroids are not working. Our whole endocrine system gets disturbed. Everything in the body is disturbed. And when we are disturbed, then what happens? We get headaches, we get cancer, we get immune diseases, we get asthma, we get flu, we get all kind of diseases come and attack us because our system is weak. And when we are emotionally, physically weak, we are emotionally weak, and it goes back and forth. When we are emotionally weak means when we are angry means we are emotionally weak. And so when we are weak, then our physical body cannot take it, and the physical body becomes weak. Our organs, our digestive system becomes weak. Our respiratory system, we cannot breathe properly. And you just mentioned when we create a space and when we breathe, then we can get connection. So here we get disconnected with the bad health, emotional problems, and it affects all around us. When we are stressed and sick, we take our stress on other people.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
So whole thing makes us unhappy, and so that when we are sick, when we are we have anxiety, stress, angry, resentment, when we are nervous and we are too selfish and we are demanding too much from our partners and from our children, or the children are demanding too much from the parents, it affects our relationship. All these problems cause the disconnection within and becomes a part of our unhappiness.
In your book,
and that
Satya,
is the main cause. Go ahead.
Thank you, Doc. In your book,
I think it was on day one, in your planner, your daily planner, you have things that we can do. Your guide, you have something, and I did this morning. You were talking about the meditations, and I went into it this morning, and I went into the yoga this morning. But this is a practice that I always do, but you know, I don't always do the OM. So I did the OM breathing and meditation this morning, and then I came out and did the yoga. What are some of the things that people can begin to stop in their track and say, let me do something every day as a daily practice to show myself that I am worthy of love, that I am worthy to be prosperous? Because I think the biggest thing for a lot of us is that through our lifestyle and the way we grew up and what they put in our mind and what society said and what the newspapers are saying and what they say in the schools and everything, that we've been closed to our own divinity or to our own creativity. And I believe that what's been shaking us all up with this new energy shifting in is saying, wake up, wake up. By yourself, you are enough. If you never get 50 degrees, you are still enough. You are loved by God. You're loved by your angels. You're loved, and you come into that love for yourself. So what other practices are you offering? And talk to us a minute, please, about your practices that you know through the Gita, and tell us what the Gita is. You know through the Anandam that you have been able to transform and to transcend those things that have been holding you as well in life.
So as I mentioned before, the whole teachings, my teachings are based upon focusing on self. So I call it self-transformation. And I, again, as you mentioned, you did yoga, you did some breathing exercises, and you were not doing OM, but you did the OM. I call these are all activities. But there is a package deal here. So I call it is that there are 7 steps or action plan, which is my third A, a self-action for correction. So these are the 7 steps for self-transformation. Because I call that doing only yoga or meditation, these are just the activities. And connecting yourself within or going to higher conscious level or transcending is not an activity. It is a lifestyle. So this whole, that's why I put the daily spiritual planner in our every single book where it takes you, so you kind of manage your day. And once you manage your day, it becomes your lifestyle. So there are certain things what we need to do every day. But prior to getting to the structure, what I call it is there are 7 steps. And the focus of number 1 step, I tell myself, I tell everybody, have faith in yourself and just tell yourself you are the best and you can do it. So focus on yourself rather than blaming others or the environment or the system or the government or anything. I am individual one who I am responsible for all of my actions. So turn everything towards yourself and take responsibility. Who you are, what are your responsibilities? For example, if I am a mother, I have a responsibility to raise my children to the best value system. If I'm a spouse or a partner, I have to make sure that I do everything possible in the relationship to maintain that relationship rather than demanding, becoming more giving and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
If I am an employer, I should be taking care of the business as well as my employees. And if I'm an employee, rather than thinking all the time how much raise my boss is going to give me or what company is going to do it for me, ask yourself, what am I doing for the company? Can I do more to enhance the value of the company?
Yeah.
So these how to perform our responsibilities righteous way. So I call it righteous living or righteous action. When we do the righteous action, that is I call the art of work, and we have to practice the art of work. Rather than doing just the action, make the action that takes you, every action, to your abundance life, your prosperity, your eternal happiness. And eternal happiness is not that you just become the selfish and I want to be happy. No. The purpose of life is to become happy, but go and share your happiness with others. If you have enough money with you, go and share with other people. Many people need that. If you have a time, if you don't have a money, just go and give a smile to people. Or if you don't have much time, just give a phone call to someone. Or if you can just have somebody to cross the road. So just practice the goodness. Practicing the goodness is the key, because that takes you to godliness. It takes you to divinity. And when I say practice to goodness, I talk about practicing to goodness in every book. And what it means, it is basically, I call it a five actions. Like five actions, and it is all around your body. So first thing, think good. If you think good, and that's why in my daily spiritual planner, if you see, it says, contemplate on one message or read one message per day. When you read one message in the morning, that message sits in your mind and you keep thinking about it. So have something good, somebody from autography or some Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita is one of the scripture where
Hello? Okay, we lost her for a moment, but I am here with her book here. And she has, like she said, one thing to say. Are you back, Satya? Okay. Let's see if she'll call back in. Okay. She has, how can we attain eternal prosperity? That's a question we can ask ourselves daily. How can I attain eternal prosperity? Here she has in day three, what is my duty? What is my dharma? What is my duty? She says, your prescribed duty is your dharma, and the dharma is fulfilling your responsibility and performing your duty that leads to self-satisfaction, eternal happiness, and prosperity. So these are things that we can implement in some of our resolution for the new year. Hello. And I'm going to do it too. I'm not talking. I'm talking to me. Yay. You know, and we could do these things and become more prosperous, because I notice my life is more prosperous because I have come into a space and into a time within myself that I love myself. I tell myself every day in the mirror, I love you. I really, really love you, Vonda. And when things come in my space that are not very loving, I ask myself some questions. Do you deserve that? Because many of us are just in spaces where things are happening to us because we don't feel as though we can do any better or get any better. So while I'm trying to see if I could get her back on the line, I'm going to take a call up in here, the 443-255. Who is this? Hello, let me see. Are you in? Hello? 443-255, did you want to speak? Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Maybe all the lines are down. If it is, that's okay. I know how to hold a conversation. Here is a 410-493. It's my daughter alarming me. Leslie, are you on the line? Can you get in?
Hello, world.
Yeah, hello, world, my world. Girl, you call me right at the time. I'm sitting at the board ready, doing a meditation, and you write this note. Get in touch with me ASAP. I thought, oh, Lord, I hope nothing about him do that. You know, and I think it just threw me, boom, you know, and that energy just went into everything. Are you feeling better? I pray so.
Honey, I am feeling great. I mean, I was crying because it happened so fast. I'm praying, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
We just had a 2-minute prayer? because I had to get off and get back on here. But get that.
A prayer is deep. I mean, deeper than the ocean. I mean, deep.
Oh, thank
I mean,
you, God.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I cried. I mean, like, I was scared, for real. But
yeah, you
now,
were. That's why when I got this thing, you just laughing. Call me ASAP. And I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, I just, my energy went, whew, you know.
Let me see what business, though. I'm not even supposed to have the internet. It was restricted. The power.
Yeah, we can all pray for her.
Yes. Oh, Satya's back. Great. Yes,
done.
Satya, we can all pray
yes.
for her.
Yes, I am back. We can all pray for her. And
okay.
as I was speaking about my daily spiritual planner, and as I said, read 1 minute per day.
Uh-huh.
And then take care of yourself, because that is most important step. Take care of yourself when
yeah.
you do some asanas or yoga, and
yeah.
then you do some breathing exercises, which we call pranayama, and then do some meditation and prayers for 20 minutes. So it's like, or if you cannot do that much in 20, I call 60-minute program, do 5 minutes each or 3 minutes each. But start doing something which makes you feel good.
Yes.
But do your best and let go. Don't just
yes.
say, I am not good or not. You do your best and leave everything up to divine and continue to practice.
Yes.
In the evening, just analyze your day or evaluate your day, the promise you made in the morning that, okay, I'm going to love more myself and others.
Yes.
And then see if you have done it. If not, that's okay. Next day, do one more time. Keep increasing, and eventually you will notice, before you even know, you will start loving yourself and loving the rest of the world. And
yes.
your heart chakra will open up so much, your heart will be filled with love. And
yes.
that's what I teach in my book. But the key thing is here, you do your best and let go. Don't just pound yourself, because don't just say, I am not good, or I'm dumb, or I am not good enough and I don't deserve it. No, God has created you. He would not waste his time on creating something which is not good. So have
yes.
faith in God too, that God
yes.
has created you for some purpose. The
yes.
mission of your life is to be happy and spread that happiness to others any way you can.
Yes.
Everybody might have a different way of doing it, and that's what I talk about in my book, and that's what I teach in my seminars, in my workshops. I just try to motivate people and motivate
yes.
yourself and motivate others. That's why
yes.
we are here on this earth. And keep increasing that cosmic energy within yourself, manifest,
yes.
and then spread that energy to others. And make
yes.
this world a better place for your children, for everybody, no matter whoever it is. Just pray for others and send your love. And when you
yes.
meditate, send your love through your heart to the
yes.
rest of the world. And let the rest of the world feel abundance as well as. And that's what I teach in all of my teachings.
Satya, can you give us a meditation? Because it would be good for all of us that are listening to just get an idea of what we all can experience when we are in that energy.
Sure, I can do. How much time do we have?
That's okay. We can go over it, you know, so don't worry about that, because we had so much going on in the beginning of the show. So it's okay to go over. So if you want to give us a meditation, if you want me to put a little bit, I can put a little bit of new music way down in the background sometimes to help other people. Don't want to disturb you with your meditation. I just turned it down, but it's just a little bit. So we're ready. We're prepared.
Sure.
Everybody's
sure.
Ready.
So
okay.
what? So, yeah, music is your option. That's not required, but if you want to do the music, then for sure, go ahead and do that. And let's sit straight. The very important thing is that we should sit straight, whether we are sitting on the chair or we are sitting on the floor. Key is your spine should be straight. That is the key. And if you want to put a little pillow below your hips, about 3-inch pillow, that's okay, to that helps you to straighten your spine. But let's all sit straight and put our hands in our lap.
Yes.
And close our eyes very gently.
Yes.
And focus on our breath. And take a deep breath. And take a deep breath in all the way down below your belly button. And you can actually feel by putting one hand on your stomach, and your lower part of the stomach should come out. And then when you are exhaling, or when you are breathing out, your stomach should go in. So let's take the 3 deep breaths. And so breathe in. And with every breath, when you are taking, breathing in and breathing out, say relax. So breathe in. Relax. And feel that every part of your body is relaxing. Your shoulders, your stomach, your chest, your cheeks, your head, your hands, your feet, whole entire body is feeling relaxed. And when you have more time, and when you are stressed out, just keep breathing in, and with every breathing out, just tell relax, relax, and then focus on the part of the body which needs more attention. For example, if your shoulders are stressed, or if you're holding the stress in your shoulders, it means you have a lot of toxins and carbon dioxide in that area. So just breathe on that area more, and breathe out from that area and say relax. So let's focus on our shoulders and breathe on our shoulders. So breathe in and take all the breath on your shoulders. Relax. So take all the stress out of your shoulders. And do this relaxation, breathing on every part of your body. And again, let's focus on our breath. And fill your lungs and heart area with the breath. And relax. Relax. Breathe in, fill your heart and lungs with oxygen, and breathe out all the carbon dioxide from your lungs. And feel the muscles around the heart area is filled with relaxation. Your body is relaxed. And with every breath, the heart muscles are opening. Your fourth chakra, your heart chakra, is opening. And filling your heart with love. And feel that relaxation. Heart filled with love, the pure energy of love pure energy of oxygen. And your heart is filled with love and forgiveness, and forgive yourself for anything you might have done in your life which you might be regretting. And forgive others that somebody might have done something knowingly or unknowingly that you might feel that that was wrong, and you resent them. Let all the hatred and resentment go out with every breath, and fill your heart, your lungs with pure energy and love, and take this love and feel that love filling your entire body, that golden light is filling your face, your entire eyebrow area, your forehead, your head, your skull, your brain, your whole body is filled with love and golden light, and your mind is filled with peace, and your whole body is filled with love, peace, and eternal happiness, anandam, and your entire body is relaxed. And just tell yourself that I am happy, I am peaceful, I am love, I am prosperous, I am abundant, I take full responsibility of my action. And just for today, I have faith in myself and Almighty. I give more and expect less. I let go of all my worries. Just for today, I respect myself and others. I love myself and others. I think positive. I speak the truth. Just for today, I thank others, I enjoy myself and smile, I meditate and pray, I relax. Just for today, I am happy, I am peaceful, I am prosperous. And now, spread and send your love to others, to this universe, to your family members, to your loved ones, and who might need some special prayers or special love, or feeling lonely, or feeling sick, or feeling incomplete in their life. To send your love, your abundance, your prosperity, your peace and your happiness to others, to you, this universe, and fill this universe with the same positive, loving, happy, abundance energy. And feel this whole universe is one. You have expanded. You are beyond your body. You are oneness with this universe. We are all one. This earth is one. This universe is one. And we are all one. We have one religion of humanity. And the love is our religion. To share your love, your abundance, your smile, your happiness to everyone in the universe. And feel that abundance. The more you give this abundance to others, the more your body is enriched, more your heart is filled with abundance and love. It is like a fountain. When you open up, the more it comes and comes, so your body starts generating more positive energy. And this whole universe is filled with abundance energy. Whole cosmos is filled with the supreme consciousness. So my ego is dissolved and I am part of this cosmic energy now. And I am part of the supreme cosmic energy, cosmic supreme consciousness. We are all part of the supreme consciousness and we are all one.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Om
peace,
peace,
peace. Peace for my body, peace yes. for my mind, and peace yes. for the whole universe.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you for being
thank
part
you.
Of thank this abundant meditation.
Thank
and now,
you.
Rub your hands and put it all around your body, on your forehead, on your face.
Mm.
Everywhere on your body.
Mm.
And now, rub your hands again and put it on the area of the body which needs special attention, like your shoulders or your knees
mm-hmm.
or your heart, wherever mm. is needed. And now,
thanks.
Rub your hands again and put it on your eyes and mm. gently open your eyes. Namaste. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you again. Namaste. And Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you so much, Satya. This has been a marvelous time today, and we are so appreciative for being able to stay over. I know you're in India, and so it's after 2:30 in the morning. We're going to close out by giving you information, www.path2toanandam.org. Or you can Facebook path2anandam.org. You can also YouTube path2anandam.org. You can get the book Prosperity Forever. So we are so thankful and grateful for you, my sister, my friend. When you get back, please let's talk. When you get back to California, no mistake, and know that all is well. We are closing out saying thank you to my guests for your patience and love today, because really we are all spiritual revolutionaries, and we have to go all the way. There's no time anymore for us to play. God is in charge, and knowing that only the good is true, everything else is an illusion of our own making. I desire to go all the way. Happy New Year. I love you all, and continue to go forth and continue to know you are the light of the world. I love you. Thanks,
everybody.